This recording, Pennsylvania 1, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Well, I was born in Upper Darby, actually, but I grew up in Havertown, which is right next to each other. I went to Penn State University in State College, Pennsylvania. I was a French major and a business minor. I went back to school to Villanova University in Villanova, Pennsylvania, which is also a suburb of Philadelphia, and I took the train to get there. I guess in 1991 for my master's degree in liberal studies, where you take a selection of various courses from the arts, the humanities, and the social sciences. Amtrak is a very, very interesting place. They're about 20 years behind the times, which is okay. Because it's quite a challenge, but it's very interesting. It's an interesting industry, definitely different from banking. I've done a lot of neat stuff related to train, like going into centralized train control, where they track every single train part of the Northeast Corridor, all computerized. It's kind of like NASA. You go into this dark, dark room, no windows, and in the front of the room, there's a huge board that just has different colors on it that signify different things. And they just track the progress of the train. And it's so cool. If there's an accident or if a conductor can see something on the tracks ahead, you know, he calls into centralized train control and they immediately alert, you know, 911 and fire and police and all that stuff. So that is kind of cool. I got to go on the high-speed rail locomotive. I mean, all the technology that we're using is from Europe, France, Spain, Germany, Sweden, Great Britain. They've all had, you know, pretty sophisticated train systems, and a lot of the countries have high-speed trains. So we are behind the times, but we'll be catching up soon.